With many experts expecting a surge of COVID-19 patients here in Michigan, many healthcare workers on the front lines of the outbreak may soon have to make some tough decisions about serving their patients and protecting their coworkers and families and themselves. We reached out to two Michigan doctors to hear what they're seeing and the possible scenarios they're preparing for. Joining me now is Dr. Rena Audish. She's a pulmonologist at Henry Ford Health System in Detroit. She's also the author of In Shock, My Journey from Death to Recovery and the Redemptive Power of Hope. Rena, good morning.
Good morning.
And I'm also joined by Dr. Megan Bonani. She's an emergency physician at Munson Healthcare up north in Cadillac and Grayling. Megan, good morning to you.
Good morning.
The expectation that we'll see a sharp increase in critically ill COVID-19 patients has led to concerns nationwide about whether hospitals will have enough intensive care beds and ventilators. How well positioned are your facilities to deal with a surge? Rena, let's start with you.
I feel very fortunate that I think not only within our health system, but within the state, we had a little bit of lead time on this. People saw what was coming in other cities and countries and really prepared. We have deferred any non-time sensitive procedures. We have cleared entire wards to make space for COVID positive and COVID rule out patients. I feel very prepared, although I don't think this is something you can ever be completely prepared for.
And because Rena is an employee, I want to note here that Henry Ford Health is a corporate sponsor of Michigan Radio. Megan, how about you? How prepared are the facilities where you work?
Well, I agree, and we are doing the exact same things. And the staff that are not being used in their normal faculties, depending on what they are required to do, are being very generous. Like the surgical teams are offering to come in and help us take care of patients with the skill sets that they have. I really have been overwhelmed with the teamwork in the healthcare system up here.
Megan, in the sort of triage situations that you're describing, that's when tough life or death decisions like who gets a ventilator can come up. Has your employer given you and your colleagues any guidance about making those types of ethical choices?
We're hoping, of course, to avoid this situation as best that we can, and to the point of even if we run out of ventilators, having a setup for being able to have staff appropriately protected, come in and bag patients while we're taking care of other ones and arranging for more vents to get shifted where we need them. And we are not planning on, you know, picking and choosing. We're hoping to be able to continue to accommodate everyone as they come in, even if it be in a more creative situation. We have second and third tier ideas to help that happen.
Rena, do you have specific concerns about the surge and what it could do for the rationing of care or for some tough choices?
I think everyone has concerns. I know that there will be difficult decisions ahead and physicians will have to make some devastating choices. And I think there's a recognition that these decisions can't be improvised. So groups of people are coming together to write guidelines. The New England Journal of Medicine published theirs for allocation. And it's really coming from an understanding that individual physicians should not be left alone to make decisions in resource-constrained environments.
Rena, a lot of things that doctors typically treat don't pose a risk to them. You can't catch cancer or hypertension or a broken bone from somebody else. So how are you working to keep yourself and your colleagues safe?
When I talk to the physicians who have cared for the COVID-positive patients, everyone has their own ritual of decontamination that they go through before they go home. The process of shedding their clothes either at the hospital or in their garage, the layers of personal protective equipment that we have secured for our staff, it's all integral. I think most physicians I know sort of assume we might get it at some point just because of our level of exposure, and we want to prevent that. But more than anything, we want to prevent giving it to other people.
Megan, is this a scenario that you ever thought you would see in your career?
As an emergency room physician, I thought more specifically about sort of mass casualties more locally as opposed to this more global picture that we're seeing, but it does ring true as a physician. You know, this is what I signed up for. I became a physician because I want to help people, and this is an opportunity for me to continue to do so on a higher level. I think in many ways, those of us that are on the front lines are very honored by all the support we're getting from the community and from our administration, and are really hoping that we can make a difference to get this disease to slow down and eventually stop.
And what are you thinking about when you consider the idea that you and your colleagues could be the ones to get sick yourselves?
Well, I feel that it is a terrifying idea to think that we will not be able to take care of the community and each other, because in many ways that's how we define who we are. And you take that away from us, or even worse, you put us in a position where we feel as if we are adding to or making someone ill or causing someone any suffering. It goes against every fiber of, you know, who we are and why we do what we do.
And Rena, when you and your coworkers are having these conversations, how do you incorporate your personal lives?
We have talked about plans for our children. There are single mothers who worry about that in a different way. There are nursing mothers who have decided to stop nursing their children. There are decisions being made about sleeping in garages and spare bedrooms and hotels. And you have that additional layer where physicians realize if they get sick, they don't want to detract resources from their own patients. I have physicians who tell me that if they test positive, they will just stay home, but they won't come and take a ventilator if we don't have enough. It's incredible, this profession and what it brings out in people. It's really humbling.
Dr. Rena Audish is a pulmonologist at Henry Ford Health System in Detroit. She joined us via Skype. Rena, thank you very much and take care.
Thank you.
Dr. Megan Bonanni is an emergency physician at Munson Healthcare in Cadillac and Grayling. Megan, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan.